We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking with Dr. Dylan Luter, equine surgeon over at the Veterinary Health Center. If you got any questions, we'll certainly take your calls at 537-1350. We are talking right now about rehabilitation for horse injuries, and that's kind of his specialty here, Dr. Luter. He's been working over there for a little bit. And, you know, I guess if you have a horse that gets an injury, what's kind of the how do you get started on a rehabilitation program after surgery?
So the first thing you have to do is you have to think about the strength of the whatever is injured, and so you have to take care of the what I term the medical things first, and if there's an incision, protect the incision. If there's a broken bone, let the bone gain in strength. But we still have to think about, you know, nothing happens in the body in isolation. So we have to think about all the other parts that connect to it. So even if the horse, the prescription is to stay on stall rest and not walk it, you can do things like, range of motion exercises to keep those joints flexible. You can do body shifting exercises to strengthen those and keep tone in the muscles around it. And then basically, once you have established kind of your exercise program with the veterinarian, you can think about other modalities, we call them, other things we can use to help either manage pain or help with the healing. And so those are things like magnet therapy, laser therapy, and even therapeutic ultrasound is a modality that can be used. And we add those in at prescribed times to help with those processes. And then basically working with a physical therapist, thinking about what weaknesses there are in the horse, and then prescribing certain exercises to strengthen those things.
Tell me how magnet therapy works.
So magnet therapy, it basically has there's multiple different units you can buy, but it basically sends a magnetic pulse through a loop that you either lay over the injured body part or you place the body part through it, and then that magnetic field affects how the cells respond. It changes the signals that they send out, and it helps it improve healing and manage pain. Actually, the FDA, actually, it's approved for increasing bone healing in people, so we know it at least has an effect there. The other aspects, it's still relatively new in horses, and so they're being investigated.
Okay, and that's fascinating. And obviously, lasers have come a long way over the years, and that's probably less intrusive for a lot of animals.
Yeah, laser therapy is one of the newest things on the market. We have a laser at the clinic we've had for about a year now, and I think one of its most effective things is that it's not intrusive, and so it's just a simple laser waved over the affected area, and it helps manage pain and manage swelling in those areas, and can be something really effective for especially for post-operative or post-injury pain management.
Now, after a laser surgery, is there any rehabilitation with that or
kind of along the same lines like I was with the laser itself is more aiding in the healing rather than there are lasers that we use in surgery to actually make the cuts or to take things out. But it's a much, if you think about Austin Powers with the sharks with laser beams, that would be the surgical laser versus the therapeutic laser is a much lower powered laser is much safer for use on tissues, and that's why you can get the therapeutic benefits.
Nice. Okay. Like the Austin Powers reference.
That's
one of my favorite movies, so thank you for that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's pretty neat. And so we've got some other things that we can discuss here this morning, and this goes into chiropractic a little bit, and is this a new area for you here?
Yeah. It goes along with my research, my rehab interest. And I recently, within the last couple of years, took the course and became certified in chiropractic. And it's been a great thing to add to my toolbox. As one of my other areas of specialty is lameness in horses. And it's always frustrating when you can't quite figure out why the horse is lame. And I could spend sometimes on some cases spend all day and still not quite get it sorted out. And I've been able to use chiropractic at times to manage the pain, improve the flexibility of the horses. And it's been really rewarding to take a horse that it maybe resists you touching its ears because it's painful and do a simple adjustment and immediately let that horse will let you touch its ears and behind its ears. So that's been really cool for me to add to my toolbox.
That is interesting. So you just go on top of the horse, or how do you do that?
So it's all based on how the body is made and the different directions that the joints can move. And so that's part of the training, is learning which joint can move which way. But for the what I just mentioned, I would be standing underneath the horse, almost giving the horse a hug and adjusting down. But, other times I need to stand on a bale and put down pressure. Sometimes I stand in front of it and push the joint backwards. One thing that I notice a lot of people think that maybe it takes a lot of force to adjust a horse, and actually it doesn't. One of the people that taught me is just a very tiny young lady, and she is a very effective chiropractor, and it's only a small amount of force delivered at a fast impulse is what it takes. So,
all right, nice. And so this is kind of, you said this is a new area, kind of go along with your research here. Is there growing research that this could be better utilized in horses? I guess it may be so.
It's definitely gaining traction. There are a lot more clients are interested in it and seeing the benefits of it. It's probably a little controversial that I'm talking about it today, because as in the human medical field, there are some skeptics around there too. So it's very up and coming from the animal use perspective and from the research perspective. And that's one of the things I plan to do through my position at the VHC, is to try to start some equine research programs and get some science out there about the effects that it has.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting to keep seeing if how that comes along here. Of course, there's always good work going on at the VHC here in Manhattan. And is there anything else kind of going along right now that we could chat about here as far as equine health?
Yeah. Well, there's always, spring, if we're in springtime, it's always good to think about vaccines for your horses and get those re-upped for the year. And whether it's working with us at the VHC or your regular veterinarian or purchasing vaccines for yourself at the farm store, it's important. The American Association of Equine Practitioners has what we call our core vaccine protocol that we recommend. And so it's vaccines for what a lot of people know as sleeping sickness. It's Eastern and Western equine encephalitis. You want to vaccinate for tetanus. You definitely want to vaccinate for West Nile. That's one of the newer core vaccines that have been added. And then rabies is also actually a core vaccine that we recommend every horse gets. And that's something that not a lot of horse owners realizes, that rabies is recommended for every horse. And then I think other common vaccines that people recommend getting they're called risk-based vaccines. And the two most common for those are equine influenza, and equine herpes virus. Those are for horses that interact with other horses and might be at risk for contracting those diseases.
Okay. Yeah, good reminder. Get your horses vaccinated. And do you work with the horses there up on the north side of the campus as well?
Yeah, I do. So those are part of our teaching herd that we use to teach veterinary students. And so we take good care of those animals whenever they're needed. And then I work with them in my teaching responsibilities too.
Okay. Very good. My daughters like to drive out there. We go down the dirt road sometimes and kind of peek at them and say hi. So
yeah, they live a great life out there.
Looks like it. All right. Well, Dr. Luter, if people have any questions, how can they get a hold of you guys out there?
You can call us at the Large Animal Reception Desk, 785-532-5700.
Okay. Well, appreciate you coming on the program today, and we'll talk again sometime down the road.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. More in Focus continues in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.